Still thankful. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
We should be thankful every day, but Thanksgiving does put it in perspective. I think it does make you more aware of how blessed we are and how thankful we should be every day.
Well, this year has been hard on all of us, but farmers in Tennessee are resilient and are still finding lots to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season. Sherry Lay of Monroe County shares how they plan to celebrate.
It will be a little different at my house. My mother, my stepdad, I don't know that they'll be able to come because of their age. So yeah, it will be a little different. We're still going to have our Thanksgiving dinner, but it will be a little different.
Well, Bill Walker of Fayette County also says his family's gathering will be a little bit different.
It's going to probably be a little different. You know, we usually all get together at my mother's and at my wife's mother's. You know, we usually have two different times that we get together, both sides of the family get together. I know my brothers and mom and dad, we're planning on this time, instead of doing it at mom and daddy's house, we're probably going to do it at the shop. That way we can spread out a little more. I'm thankful for a healthy family. You know, we had a little scare and healthy family and everybody's doing good.
And along with Bill, Eric Mayberry of Humphreys County and Tennessee Farm Bureau Vice President is thankful for many things despite the challenging year.
God and country and family and all those sort of things are the basics, I guess you'd say. Just the ability to be here on this earth and maybe have a contributing part to the agricultural world. It's, you know, near and dear to my heart. That's the main thing.
And even though Thanksgiving might look different than most years, Eric has some words of encouragement for all of us.
May not be able to gather with family like we want to. They say maybe minimize that, but we got a lot more things to be thankful for than we've got to worry about, I think, if we'll just focus on that. And so that's what I encourage my family and friends to do, is to look for better days ahead, and I think they're coming.
Thanks for joining us, everyone, and happy early Thanksgiving. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.